Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. This is an injury show. If you've been injured or a member of your family's been injured, you have to know the rules. You have to have a legal game plan, and Bell and Pollock has a legal game plan for you. If you've been injured, you can come see us anytime, 303-795-5900, 795-5900, and we'll give you not only a free initial consultation, but also a free legal game plan. And I tell you what, we have trademark protected our concept of a legal game plan, and it's so important we wrote a book on it. It's called Legal Game Plan, and we trademark protected the book. And you can get the book free on our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Just go to our website. You can download any of our six books that we've written for free. You get an e-copy for free. And if you want a hard copy, all you have to do is ask. You can call our law firm at 303-795-5900. Or in the mountains, you can call at 970-870-8989. And we'll send you a hard copy free. We have all kinds of books, but the one we're talking about right now is on legal game plan. You need a strategy if you've been injured. You need a strategy to protect yourself, your family. I can't tell you how many years and times over the years Brad and I have been practicing law over 30 years helping injured victims, and how many times we've helped people actually put their lives back together again with a strategy, with a game plan that actually wins and succeeds. Because if you're going to go up against the insurance company and fight them and try to win this war because they're going to try to beat your injury claim, you need strategies. You need to know what you're doing. You can't just hope. You can't just guess. You have to know what you're doing. And when you come to Bell and Pollock, that's what we do, right at the initial meeting. And we've said it many times. We don't just spend 10 minutes with you at the initial meeting. We give you a legal game plan. So when you leave our offices, you fully understand what's going to happen, what the insurance company is going to try to do to your claim, to your medical records, to your accident, to you, and you know how to win the war. So Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. You know we do the show every weekend. So today we're talking about questions that we get, and we call it the Bell and Pollock Legal Mailbag, because we get a lot of important questions over the years and emailed to us, and people ask us when we meet with them in person. So we've compiled some of the most important questions people ask us, and you need to know the answers. If you want other answers, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. So the first subject we're going to talk about today, you're injured in a motor vehicle accident. That's our typical example, right? You're treating. And then people tell us, and they ask us this question all the time, my doctor told me I don't really need to see her anymore, right? But I'm still hurting. I still have symptoms. What should I do? So, Brad, let's start with that one.
That's an interesting situation that comes up, and I can't tell you how many times I've seen it where people just quit going. They're still in pain. They still have problems. But their doctor said, there's not much more I can do for you. I don't need to see you except on an as-needed basis. A lot of people will have the attitude that they'll be almost on their deathbed before they'll do something on an as-needed basis. But if they're told to come in on a regular basis, they'll come in. So, you know, the situation is they live in pain. They live in discomfort. They live with restrictions. They live, in essence, handicapped. They live in a situation where on those fleeting days when there is no pain or when it's very minimal, and there will be good and bad days that they are afraid to do anything else because they think it's going to cause the pain. They just don't know from one day to the next what kind of consistency they're going to have, and yet their doctor has told them, nothing more I can do for you. Well, okay, at that point, you've got to get back to the doctor. You've got to start talking to other professionals, other disciplines, because maybe the discipline this doctor is in, there isn't something. Maybe you need referral. I've seen chiropractors who've been very good at saying, look, I can't do anything more for you now. You've got to go to a different doctor because I can't do the job. Then I've seen other ones who just insist they're not going to let go. Or they don't do that. So you've got to watch what you do with the different doctors and the different people. A lot of times you maybe need to get into a massage therapist or a physical therapist who's going to talk to you about a regular daily routine of exercises you do at home. But the bottom line is when you've been told that, if you're still having problems, you should get a hold of your lawyer, and your lawyer needs to talk to people about getting you an alternative course of treatment.
Right. You know, lawyers can't, we don't practice medicine, so we don't give diagnosis, but we know what happens legally, and so we can guide you the right direction. That's what we call a legal game plan. And you obviously need a legal game plan for everything, everything in your case, from how the accident happened, because sometimes they try to blame you. You need a legal game plan or strategy to beat them on who's responsible, who is liable, who did something wrong in the accident. You need a legal game plan on your medical treatment. You need a legal game plan on your diagnosis, your prognosis. And this is why we preach this, and this is why it's so important we trademark protected the idea. And, you know, Brad and I are not talking about making things up with the doctor. If the doctor says, you know, I've done as much as I can do, you don't really need to come back and see me, the danger for you is you still have symptoms, you're still hurt from the accident, you're still being affected from the accident, but the insurance company reads your medical records and they say, you know, and Brad, let's talk about this one, because they say, you didn't go back to the doctor. The doctor said, patient return is needed. They usually put in the notes PRN, patient return is needed. And the insurance company looks at that and they know how to read these records. And then they say, you must not have needed any treatment. You say, no, wait a minute. I had symptoms. I was still hurting. So what should people do about that, Brad?
Well, you know, understand it's needed. Return. Go back or call in and say, I need a different doctor. I need something else. When the doctor's got you to the point of return is needed, I don't think the doctor is necessarily saying that, don't come back. The doctor's saying, we're not going to do a regular basis, but we're going to have times when you're going to need some help. You're going to want somebody to come in and help you. You need to do that. You need to follow up. And take advantage of exactly what the doctor is said to do. The problem you get into is that you don't do it. You don't return as needed. And if you don't feel the doctor is doing anything for you, or if you're left in more pain, or there's a reason that you don't want to go back to that doctor, you need to find another doctor. You need to get somebody else involved in your medical care. Just missing doesn't help you. I've stood in front of many a jury, explained that missing is part of life. It's part of work. It's part of children. It's part of spouses. It's part of obligations you have in life to do other things. So you miss appointments and you delay your own treatment and you live in pain. But the bottom line is that rarely do juries like that. Juries normally look and say, if you have this problem, why weren't you getting a steady course of treatment?
Right. And we're not talking about making things up. You got legitimate symptoms. You need to be able to prove them and document them. And you need to beat the insurance company, right? That's going to try to beat your injury claim. We represent you. We represent the injured victim and their families. We put your family back together again. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900, Bell and Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we champion people's claims and causes and their lives so that you can win this war. It is a war. Okay, we got another question that we're going to cover right now, and this has got several parts to it, but it pretty much went like this. Hey, guys, I contacted the insurance company. It was very frustrating, pretty much like you guys say on the radio all the time. Their money offered to me isn't even enough to pay for or cover the amount of my medical bills. What should I do? What can I do? And why won't they even pay my medical bills? So on that question, that's a great question. Let's create a numerical example. Let's say your medical bills are $42,000. You've been treating for over a year, and let's say the insurance company offers you $18,000, take it or leave it, goodbye. And remember, medical bills and expenses are just one part, not the whole thing, but just one part of your damages, injuries, and losses. So, Brad, what do we, we get this question all the time, and then they wrote in and said it's very frustrating. They won't even pay the amount of the medical bills. What can they do?
Well, and welcome to what is the normal process that'll happen. And at that point, you need to back out quickly. And once again, if you haven't already been talking to an attorney, get a hold of an attorney. And you're not going to reason with them. If you think, well, I'm going to reason with it, go, you know, that doesn't even pay my medical bills. They're going to, well, that's what we valued at. We're not so sure all that medical care was necessary. We don't think you necessarily should have done that. Now, you know, it never ceases to amaze me how insurance companies can try to justify their actions, where an adjuster to begin with, now we've talked about the fact that adjusters are trained, but an adjuster to begin with can determine that that's not appropriate medical care, or they're charging too much for that medical care. And then 6 months later or a year later, when we're in lawsuits and the insurance companies are hiring their hired gun doctors who are treating, or their hired gun repricing agents who are repricing, they come up with the same conclusion that the adjuster came up with in a year earlier, and it's just been consistent all the way through. And you're going, well, don't any of them have an independent mind? Don't any of them have an independent thought? Well, what they're doing is they're starting from the very beginning with their own formulas, with their own ways of looking at it, deciding this is how much we think you should have spent on your care. This is how much we think these different items of care or methods of care or procedures should have cost. This is how much we think you should have actually gotten. And that's all the more we're going to pay. And this is what we think it should be worth. And you can reason with them to the extent of changing them a very few dollars. They're just not going to do it. Basically, you're left with a situation where you're going to have to go in and you're going to have to do a lawsuit.
Right, and people don't want lawsuits, and we talk about this all the time, and we're going to break this down further in this show because this is a very, very important topic. People, it's a corollary to the question that people that somebody just asked us that we covered just a few minutes ago, and the corollary is, why do I have to file a lawsuit? I don't want to file a lawsuit. Why do I have to do this? And the insurance company's putting you through that because your medical bills were $42,000. They offered you $18,000. Take it or leave it, and you got to pay the medical bills back. Out of the $18,000, you got to pay the $42,000 back. You have to pay it back. So that goes to that money doesn't even go to you in the end. You're listening to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollack. We're here for you. We're injury attorneys. We've helped a lot of people put their lives back together again. We've recovered millions of dollars for our clients. You can call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. And our website, anytime, anywhere, from your phone, tablet, computer, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollack, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollack legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollack, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. This is an injury show. Brad and I are injury attorneys. We have our own law firm. It's called Bell and Pollack. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for over 30 years. We've tried cases in all four corners of the state and in between. We also do workers' compensation cases. If you or a loved one been hurt on the job, you need a good workers' comp attorney. Our typical, and we'll be glad to do it, our typical example here is a motor vehicle accident, and you're injured in the motor vehicle accident. Bell & Pollack, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We were talking right before the break about why do I have to file a lawsuit. People ask us, why do you have to file a lawsuit? And our example was, you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident. Your medical bills are $42,000. That's just one component, one part of all your damages, injuries, and losses. But the insurance company says they're only going to pay you $18,000, period, total, take it or leave it, goodbye, right in your face, right? And so what are you going to do about it? And so we were talking about this during the break. And, you know, you have to file a lawsuit because they're going to force you. Then the insurance company, when you file the lawsuit, calls you greedy. Then they call your lawyers greedy. That would be us. We're greedy. That's what they say. Everybody's greedy but them. because they want to keep their money and they don't even want to pay a fair amount on the medical bills or other damages, injuries or losses. So, Brad, let's talk about the questions we always get. Why do I have to file a lawsuit? Because the person who caused the accident doesn't want to get sued. They generally don't want to be sued, involved in a lawsuit. But now here we go, because the insurance company controls and makes all the decisions.
That's exactly right. The insurance company is going to tell their insured what is going to happen and what's not going to happen. They're going to make all the decisions. At times, they're going to put their insured at risk, which is terrible. At times, they're going to blame things on their insured that are not true. It amazes me why insureds don't get more upset, and maybe they do behind the scenes, with their insurance companies and with their attorneys and with their adjusters, and make more complaints to the insurance commissioner over just the blame that insurance companies will put on their insureds and say, well, the insured didn't want me to do this, or the insured didn't want me to do that, or this is what the insured wanted, when the insured wasn't even consulted. Nobody even talked to the insured. And instead, what you get is you get this situation where they just aren't truthful about it. They haven't been truthful about it, and they leave you in a situation where you're having to sue, and the insured's being sued and having to take off time from work and having to take off time out of their life and deal with the matter when they shouldn't have had to.
Right, and you can win this war. It's a war. Think you understand that. Grasp that concept right now. It's a war, but you can win the war. But you can't win the war by hoping and guessing. You can't just win the war, well, I hope you pay me more than $18,000 on my $42,000 in medical bills. I hope, I guess you will. Or the myth that we always preach, and it's in our books at our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. The myth is, I was rear-ended. There's insurance. Surely somebody's going to pay me. Surely somebody's going to take care of this because there's insurance. Right? There's insurance. Well, yes, right, but they're not going to take care of you. They're going to try to fight you. If they save $1,000 off a million claims, what amount of money is that? You can do the math on that and the calculations on that. But we're talking about they force you to file a lawsuit. And then you go through this. Now, the insurance company hires and pays for the attorneys for the person who hits you. Right? Who do you have? The insurance company pays for the doctors that are going to come in and testify against you. Who do you have? The insurance company is going to hire their hired gun doctors, orthopedic surgeons, a traumatic brain injury specialist, concussion specialist, neck injury specialist, and spine surgeons that are going to come in and say things that don't support your case. And they're paid millions of dollars by these insurance companies. But you can't talk about it in trial. So you see how this gets set up. So you need attorneys that are going to fight for you. You can call us, Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900, that's 795-5900, and we'll be glad to meet with you for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. Okay, another question we get. We're going to switch questions now. We get them all the time. I had another attorney. I fired them. I hired you, Bell and Pollock. That happens in our firm a lot. My attorney doesn't seem to know about my case and really doesn't seem to know about the medicine. So do attorneys need to know about the medicine, and why is that important?
Oh, absolutely. Attorneys need to know about the medicine. And if they don't know about the medicine, they have to do what is necessary to learn about the medicine of your particular case. Yes, sometimes, an attorney can get thrown for a loop and all of a sudden they're talking medicine the attorney has to learn about, but the attorney should do it. Most personal injury attorneys who have been around and are doing their job have a basic understanding of the medicine. They need to have that understanding. They need to know what it means. They need to know what effect it has on you. They need to have attended the necessary classes or gone through the necessary experience to know what care you should have. There's a basic amount of injuries or type of injuries that you're going to get in a car crash. And the attorneys should know these. They should understand what they're looking for and what's going to happen. When you walk into an attorney, if you haven't already had some of these pains, some of these symptoms, an attorney can quite often look at you and say, within the next week or 2 weeks, you're probably going to have these pains or these symptoms, and be able to identify them to let you know what comes from the type of car crash you were in.
We've done successful cases for over 30 years. We've successfully represented many, many, many clients and helped them put their lives back together again. You can put our experience to work for you. You can call us at 303 795 1-800-590-795-5900. We're talking about the question of, should my attorney know the medicine? My attorney didn't even seem to care, and that's why I want to hire you guys. I fired my previous attorney. This happens at Bell & Pollock a lot. But don't you think, I mean, if you have a neck injury, right, don't you think that the attorney should understand why your right arm gets numb, why there's radiculopathy, what radiating pain is, how the nerves and the discs are innervated, and C2, C3, C4, where the nerves go, what the dermatomes are, how that affects you and your case, how that affects you and your life, your quality of life, and you personally? And if you're going to talk about injections, don't you think your attorney should know what transforaminal epidural steroid injections are, what they mean, what trigger point injections are, what's the difference between diagnostic injections and therapeutic injections? And I could talk about this all day long. Point is, yes, your attorney needs to know the medicine. If you come to Bell & Pollock, we will know the medicine. We will help you. 303-795-5900 or our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be glad to do it. Okay, and another question we get all the time is, when should I hire an attorney? And that's a great question because insurance companies love to attack this subject. So, Brad, let's kind of break it down for everybody. When, in an injury case, should you hire an attorney? I think you said it on our companion show the other day really well. You don't have to do it at midnight of the accident.
No, you don't. And you know, yeah, you should. I believe you should hire an attorney before you're talking to the adjuster. And before you're calling the adjuster for the who represents the other side, before you're talking to the other side, you should hire an attorney and get some advice from an attorney and let the attorney oversee or be involved in that interview. They're going to take a recorded statement if they can, and a lot of times that's going to be a very dangerous move for you, and you've got to be very careful. Do you have to? You know, you got these commercials nowadays where, we're open 24/7. Well, Bell & Pollock's open up to it 24/7. We have an answering service. We have lawyers on call. If you call, you're going to get a return call by a lawyer who's going to talk to you. But do you need to, as you're sitting in the emergency room, call a lawyer? If you're in a crash at rush hour at 6 or 7 o'clock and you're taken to the ambulance or you go home and it's 9 or 10 o'clock, do you need to jump up and call a lawyer or your case is gone? No. As a matter of fact, for those of you who still haven't contacted a lawyer, give us a call. We'll talk to you about what's going on. But it's good to get a lawyer early. It's good to get a lawyer who is going to help you through some of the process and explain the process to you. A lot of lawyers like to give you what I call a bum's rush of how fast can I sign you up. And I'm going to get an investigator out there right away to come talk to you to sign you up. The investigator's not really going to give you lawyer advice or legal advice. They're really not allowed to. It's against the law. They can't act like a lawyer. They're there to sign you up. Okay, we're going to sign you up immediately. Then if they don't happen to like your case, you're going to get the cold shoulder treatment. But is it good within, the week or a couple of days to a week before you start sending releases, before you start sending papers? We've told you many, many times, don't do that. In essence, when you're listening to this show right now, you've hired a lawyer. We have told you, don't sign those medical documents at the hospital where you're allowing Avectis or Optum to start taking over your care, where you're allowing them to contact the driver on the other side or the person who hits you, the responsible party. Don't do that. Give them your insurance card. Tell them to take your insurance card. Then contact us. We're giving you this because we want to make sure that you can proceed down the path where you're not having to stop everything to rush see a lawyer or have some investigator come rushing to your house.
I promise you, when you talk to the adjuster for the first time, they've already well trained. They've got their scripts right in front of them. They've got their forms, their pre-printed forms, their questionnaires. They know they've got their releases. They know exactly how they're going to approach you. They know exactly how they're going to try to take advantage of you right now. You know, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's what it's for, championsofthepeople.com. And right on the homepage, there are two buttons. You can hit one button and listen to our 30-minute show, what you need to know before you make the first phone call to the adjuster, right? Or before they call you. How good is that? And the other button on our homepage at championsofthepeople.com is a quick checklist, if you don't have time to listen to the show, a quick checklist of what you need to know and do when you talk to the adjuster for the first time. This is no ordinary day or event for you. You've just been injured. Maybe you went to the emergency room. Maybe you went in an ambulance. Your head is spinning. This is not an ordinary day or event for you, but it is for the insurance company. And they've got their scripts, and they've got their doctors, and they've got their lawyers, and they go to seminars. And so when that first phone call is made, it's critical, and they know what they're going to do. You can get us on your side, Bell & Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We're talking about the Bell & Pollock legal mailbag, questions we get, very important questions and answers. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys, and we're proud of it, and we have over 30 years of experience helping injured victims, just like you. You want answers to your questions? Call us, 303-795-5900. We will talk to you. We will give you a free initial consultation. We will give you a free legal game plan. Okay, so Brad, let's kind of wrap it up on the last subject we were talking about. You know, when these insurance companies, they try to take advantage of you, they're well-trained, they know what the script is, you don't have the script, you don't know what you're doing, they want to send you forms, they want you to get you to sign these forms, and sometimes when you sign these forms, you give them your medical records that you should not be giving them.
Well, it's like I said, the responsible party actually hired a lawyer for their particular crash when they signed their insurance policy. All of you did. And you don't want to be dealing with them alone. You want to have the experience behind you. You haven't been trained to deal with this. You don't understand a lot of the nuances. We try to tell you, and we've got so many podcasts on our internet or on our webpage to help you with this. But if you have questions, give us a call. Let us talk to you and let us get you ready for what you're going to be going through.
Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, put our experience to work for you. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. There's a reason we're the champions of the people. There's a reason our website is championsofthepeople.com for you, because you need the information. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we'll see you next week.